You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
And yes, indeed. Well, here we go then. Wakey, wakey. Come on. It's time to get up, start a new day. I hate to say this. It's another beautiful sunny day out there this morning. We seem to have sort of started our summer about, 8 months ago, didn't we, really? Anyway, welcome to The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D. We're on 89.3, of course. Cool FM's smoothest place on your radio dial. It is Tuesday. It is the 3rd of October. Take a quick look at birthdays today, an important birthday, I guess, really, for Japan, if we look back in history. We're going to go back to the year 1804, and born on this date was a gentleman called Townsend Harris. He was a successful American merchant and a minor politician. And, of course, the first United States Consul General to Japan. Now, he negotiated the Harris Treaty between the United States and Japan and is credited as the diplomat who first opened the Empire of Japan to foreign trade and to culture as well.
Good morning, world.
Hello. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos dias en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
hit. The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Oh, yeah, a bit of good advice for a morning, isn't it, really? Hanging tough. NKOTB, for those people that don't like to say the whole thing, New Kids on the Block. Of course, they've released something since then, and I've been referring to them as Old Kids on the Block. Time on the Breakfast Show, 6.5 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Going, of course, right through until 10 o'clock this morning, as we do. Try and keep you entertained as you make your way off to wherever it is you're going today.
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Pretenders and Don't Get Me Wrong. And we're 15 minutes, by the way, right now. That's after the hour of 7 o'clock. What a guest coming in, joining us in the last hour of this morning's program. Tell you all about that in a little bit. And also, quick good mornings to Mary Lou and Renee with us bright and early this morning. Tuesday morning. Yes, Renee, Tuesday morning. It's like Mary Lou. She thinks every day is Saturday and Sunday now. She's retired. Anyway, time on The Breakfast Show is, well, it's time to get you in the shower and on your way, wherever it is that you're going on this Tuesday morning. As for me, I'm still trying to wake up, as you probably gathered. What have we got in the shower this morning?
She's crazy like a fool.
It's Boney M. She's gone. They've gone. Boney M. I told you it was going to be one of those boys. I'll tell you why. Because I was having my morning chat. Anyway, we've got to do this. It can't be live radio, can you? Well, you can, really. You can watch TV. Boney M. in the shower this morning with Daddy Cool. You've got to laugh. Only if you didn't laugh, you'd cry. 19, going down for 19 and a half minutes after the hour. So I tell you what, Let me tell you what we're going to be talking about the last hour of this morning's program. Because we've got coming in to chat with us. If you like coffee, you're going to love this. We've got coming in to chat with us Nicole Rubatino, General Coordinator, Territorio Café, is what it is in Espanol. It's an event which is coming up on the 8th of October at the Holiday Inn in Panama at 10 a.m. Workshops and conversations within coffee territory, anything to do with coffee. So that's all coming up. That's going to be in the last hour of this morning's program. I can hear you all saying out there, well, sooner that comes, the better. Heaven's sake, what's the matter with him? It's one of those mornings. It's one of those. Sometimes we're good, sometimes we're bad. Normally, we're very bad. This is Thunderclap Newman. Something in the air. There we go, yes. Thunderclap Newman and Something in the Air. Do you know, that goes all the way back to the year 1969. Incredible, isn't it? Gosh, we made some good music in those days. Thunderclap Newman, Something in the Air. Oh. Right, let me see. Yeah, let's say, Mary Lou's with us this morning, bright and early. Also, Renee. And Renee is saying here, good morning. I keep thinking today is Monday. This was after getting back home on Monday afternoon. Well, you would do, really. Does Rick go to work? Because you said he went to get the dog. So is it another holiday or just another long weekend? It's all very exciting, isn't it, really? Tuesday. Have a great week. Well, we've already had one day. Could you please play the Doobie Brothers and listen to the music? Absolutely. Let's listen to the Doobie Brothers as that takes us towards the bottom of the hour. Look at some of the international news for this morning. As well as throwing in a little bit of business news as well. All just to cheer you up. There they go, yes, the Doobie Brothers, and listen to the music, and that's going out to Renee this morning over there in Athens, Greece, our everyday story of Greek folk. And we do, I must admit, I do enjoy the stories from Renee. Right, we're going to take a quick little break, literally, and then we will be right back, look at some of the international news, etc. for this morning.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio. Cool FM.
La línea 3 beneficiará a una población de más de 500.000 habitantes de la provincia de Panamá Oeste. Con el sistema monorriel atenderá una demanda inicial de 160.000 usuarios.
Grupo Nefron Medical and Dialysis Center, located in the heart of the city, this is at the Panama Clinic Hospital in San Francisco, provides a full range of services, including advanced diagnostic procedures and treatments to help patients prevent or delay kidney failure and live healthier lives while managing a kidney disorder. Contact them at 310-2895 or 6548-6510. Grupo Nefron. And that's it. Let's get stuck in, shall we, and take a look at some of the international news stories for this morning. The Canada and India bits are going on still. India has asked Canada to reduce its diplomatic staff in the country by more than half, the Financial Times reported on Tuesday, with ties fraying after Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau publicly levelled suspicions that Indian agents were involved in the killing of a Sikh separatist leader in Canada. Hardeep Singh Nijjar was shot dead by unidentified gunmen outside a Sikh temple on the 18th of June in a Vancouver suburb. India had designated him as a terrorist 3 years earlier. The Czech Republic and Poland have taken coordination action to introduce checks along the borders with Slovakia to curb illegal migration flows and smuggler activity, the country said on Tuesday. The tightened controls will begin tomorrow, Wednesday, and last for 10 days with the possibility of it being extended. Donald Trump's civil trial continues in Manhattan today, Tuesday, in a case that threatens to dismantle parts of the former U.S. president's business empire and sharply curtail his ability to do business in New York. Trump, the front-runner for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination, is accused, along with his two sons and nearly a dozen business associates, of inflating the value of his assets by billions of dollars to secure more favorable loan and insurance terms. Democratic Attorney General Letitia James is seeking at least $250 million in fines, a permanent ban against Trump and his sons, Donald Jr. and Eric, from running businesses in New York, and a five-year commercial real estate ban against Trump and the Trump Organization. Far-right Republican Representative Matt Gaetz on the Monday moved to oust fellow Republican Kevin McCarthy as Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives, injecting an additional element of chaos into an already tumultuous Congress. And Gaetz, by the way, who has clashed with McCarthy for months, introduced a motion to vacate that would force a vote to remove McCarthy as Speaker. Moments after his much-anticipated move on the House floor, Gaetz held an impromptu press conference in which he acknowledged that his effort might fail, at least on the first try. Sam Bankman-Fried is set to go on trial on charges of stealing billions of dollars from customers of his FTX cryptocurrency exchange, starting on Tuesday, nearly a year after the company's collapse shocked markets and tattered his reputation. Federal prosecutors say the 31-year-old former billionaire embezzled from FTX customers since its founding in 2019 through its November 2022 bankruptcy in order to prop up his hedge fund Alameda Research, buy luxury properties, and donate more than $100 million to U.S. political candidates. Police in Thailand on Tuesday said that they had arrested a 14-year-old suspected gunman after a shooting at a luxury mall in the capital, Bangkok, that emergency services said had killed three people and injured four others. The Metropolitan Police Detective Department said on its Facebook page that a 14-year-old suspected gunman had been arrested and was being questioned over the incident at the Siam Paragon Mall. Scientists Pierre Agostini, Frenek Kraus and Anne Lahoulière won the 2023 Nobel Peace Prize in Physics for creating incredibly short pulses of light that can capture processes inside atoms and molecules in work which could advance medical diagnostics and electronics. Meta Platforms is exploring options to introduce ad-free subscription plans for Instagram and Facebook. Users in Europe, a person familiar with the matter, said on Tuesday. Now, several pricing plans were discussed, but the €10, that's about $10.49 a month plan, is the most feasible, said the source. The Biden administration warned Beijing on its plans to update rules that curb shipments of AI chips and chip-making tools to China as soon as early October, a U.S. official reported, a policy decision aimed at stabilizing relations between the superpowers. The Commerce Department, which oversees export controls, is working on an update of export restrictions first released last year. The update seeks to limit access to more chip-making tools in line with new Dutch and Japanese rules, other sources have said, and to close some loopholes in export restrictions on artificial intelligence chips. European shares, well, they were nearly flat on Tuesday, with gains in banks and insurers offsetting losses in rate-sensitive utilities as bets at US interest rates would remain higher for longer, boosted Treasury yields and the dollar. Strong economic data on Monday and the passage of a U.S. funding bill to avert a federal government shutdown boosted the dollar to 11-month highs and the 10-year Treasury yield to a fresh multi-year peak. The Pan-European Stock 600 index had edged up 0.2% but hovered near a six-month low touched on the previous session. Europe's utilities index dropped 0.7% to a 10-month low, pressured by the prospect of higher rates. Oil prices stabilized on Tuesday after falling to a three-week low in the previous session, and this was on a stronger U.S. dollar, a darkening global macroeconomic outlook, and mixed supply signals. Brent futures, that crept up 2 cents to $90.73 a barrel. That was by 10.06 Greenwich Mean Time. While U.S. West Texas Intermediate crude, WTI, that edged 12 cents higher to $88.94 per barrel earlier in the session. Prices, they fell more than 1%. Brent crude oil prices have slid to around $90 a barrel at rising U.S. yields, and the stronger U.S. dollar dominated market sentiment, ANZ analyst said in a client note. So there we go. That's it. There's some of the items in the international news, and also looking a little bit of the business news as well. Have you ever thought about smart investing? You've got to check out Riccio & Associates. They've got over 30 years of experience guiding folks just like you. Start with $5,000. Get control, low cost and total liquidity. Reach out on WhatsApp at 1-954-881-3398 or swing by the website yoinviertobien.com. Your financial future, it's in great hands.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
As we make our way to this year's holiday season, a great time, of course, to spend with family and friends. Well, let's not also forget the less fortunate. So why not have a great time and help others as well? The British Charitable Foundation is happy to announce the 20th Annual British Haul. It's going to be on Saturday the 2nd of December at the Miramar Intercontinental Hotel. Come along and join us for that champagne reception, a sit-down dinner, open bar, DJ and dancing until you drop. And you can have all of that for a donation of $135 per person. Ladies, do come glamorous. And men, well, if you can find that black tie. All you've got to do, if you're interested in tickets, you can go directly to the booking form at www.bit.ly/2023 British Ball Tickets. Or for any queries or questions, you can also email the organisers at info@britishballpanama.com. Come along, join us, have a great time, and give help to others as well. Ho, 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 ho. Oh, Oh, first time I've done that this year. It's a bit early, really, isn't it? But I tell you what, I have it on... I've got some good information. Those tales... I think I'll go back to bed. Those tickets are selling like hotcakes. So be quick if you want to go to that British ball. It's always one of the main social events of the year, really, isn't it? Time on the Breakfast Show. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we're almost exactly 20 and a half minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on this morning's show. Suspicious Minds, indeed, from Candy Staton on this morning's program. Another good popping song from way back when. Right, keep an eye on the time. We are 17 minutes, and that's before the hour of 8 o'clock.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Your skin. was sober, so I could see clearly now. The rain had gone. Simona, I guess it's over. My memory plays out too, the same old song. I would call you up every Saturday night, and we'd both stay out till the morning light. And we sang, here we go again. And though time goes by, I will always be in a club with you in 1973, singing, here we go. Time goes by, I will always be in a club with you in 1973, singing, here we go again. I would call you up every Saturday night, and we both stay out till the morning light. And we sang, here we go again.
Called 1973, and it comes from James Blunt. Can't mistake that voice, can you? Just take a little rummage around the internet for some interesting stories. A funeral home. This is a good one. A funeral home in Pennsylvania has said that they have finally identified the remains of a petty thief known to locals as Stone Man Willie. One of the U.S.'s oldest mummies, he had been on display in the funeral home in the small city of Reading. How nice. He was accidentally mummified when a mortician tried to preserve a corpse in 1895. How can you accidentally mummify somebody? I hope he was dead. Before he died, he gave authorities a fictitious name upon his arrest, and his true identity remained hidden. Now locals gave Willie an elaborate send-off, carrying his hearse in the parade marking the 275th anniversary of the city's charter. What a lovely way of doing it. There's nothing stranger than real life, is there? Music-wise, this is Madonna. Express Yourself. 11 and a half minutes exactly before 8.
Yeah.
with all the tracks you remember. It's Jerry D and The Breakfast Show.
And there we go. That's Genesis and Invisible Touch. It is the, well, the title song of the album, Invisible Touch, released back in 1986. And that did very nice them. Released on the, by the way, on the 6th of June in 86 on Atlantic Records. And it making, well, took a break in 1984 for each member to continue their solo career. And then they came back and they made that. Didn't they do well? Invisible Touch with a worldwide success, reached number one on the UK album charts, number three on the US Billboard 200, and remains the band's highest selling album after it was certified multi-platinum for over 1.2 million copies sold. Trains and Boats and Planes, written by Burt Bacharach, performed by Billy Kramer.
Trains and boats and planes, we're passing by. They mean a trip to Paris or Rome, to someone else, but not for me. The trains and the boats and planes took you away, away from me. We were so in love, and high above, we had a star to wish upon which, when dreams came true, but not for me. The train and the boats and planes took you away, away.
and boats and planes took you away. But every time I see them, I pray. And if my prayer can cross the sea, the trains and the boats and planes will bring you back home to me.
Yes, indeed. Trains and boats and planes. I mentioned there it was written and composed by Bacharach and lyricist, of course, Hal David. Hit versions recorded by Bacharach in 1965, but that version also by Billy J. Kramer and the Dakotas in the same year became a success. And the year later, it was released by Dionne Warwick, and that was 1966. You're listening to The Breakfast Show. We're on 89.3 Cool FM.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
La línea 3 del metro elevará el tren de vida de miles de panameños que residen en Panamá Oeste. Pronto será una realidad que contribuirá a un desplazamiento rápido y seguro desde y hacia la ciudad capital.
As we make our way to this year's holiday season, a great time, of course, to spend with family and friends. Well, let's not also forget the less fortunate. So why not have a great time and help others as well? The British Charitable Foundation is happy to announce the 20th annual British Haul. It's going to be on Saturday the 2nd of December at the Miramar Intercontinental Hotel. Come along and join us for that champagne reception, a sit-down dinner, open bar, DJ and dancing until you drop. And you can have all of that for a donation of $135 per person. Ladies, do come glamorous. And men, well, see if you can find that black tie. All you've got to do, if you're interested in tickets, you can go directly to the booking form at www.bit.ly/2023 British Ball Tickets. Or for any queries or questions, you can also email the organisers at info@britishballpanama.com. Come along, join us, have a great time, and give help to others as well.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
Looking for the love, get away, had a
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Turn around, bring us in musically for this part of the program. B-52's Love Shack. This is Pato Benson and the Reggae Revolution. Keep an eye on the time. We're 21 minutes exactly after the hour of 8 o'clock on 89.3 Cool FM. I think it's about time we can check in with Ingrid.
Probably good next morning, good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Well, it is a beautiful Tuesday morning. Got the papaya trees are just getting bigger and bigger. It's flowering like crazy, but I'm not getting any fruit on that one tree. It's beautiful, though. He makes the flowers, she makes the fruit. And looking over at the banana tree, wow, she's gotten really big. Oh, I'm going to have bananas, a lot of them coming up pretty soon. Well, today's cleaning day, kind of get the house in order and whatnot, to get some things down. Got to start looking at Halloween decorations. Yes, that's the time of year with the Hallows Eve. Oh, 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 spooky, spooky, it's coming. Yes, it is. Got to figure out what we're going to do with the house this year. After what we did last year, you always have to do a little bit better than you did the year before. Otherwise, people get a little disappointed, so we got to work on that. Right now, just sitting in the back patio having me a cup of coffee, loving my cup of coffee, waiting for the Jerry D. Show to start. Oh, yeah, going to wait for that and enjoy that all day. So, today's activities are getting the house ready for cleaning. Julie Nolan's got to come. We've got an ant issue that we have to take care of coming in the house and coming around where the food, where the animals are. So I got to figure out how we're going to take care of that. Lots of them, they're making those paths through the yard where they're carrying something. Those ants carry a little piece of foliage on their back, and they make a trench when they walk through the yard. It's amazing to watch. And they just keep it going and going. You know, the cats just step over them. Dog just bypasses them. Nobody really bothers each other. But they are amazing that they do stay in their lines. And my understanding is that they do is they take that cut up foliage and they put it in their nest and they wait for it to mold. And from the mold, then they can feed. But they don't actually eat the green leaves. They cut the leaves. They're called cutter ants. And they only cut from plants that can regrow their leaves and vegetation. If the plant can't regrow it, they don't take it. So there you go, a little history on some ants. yes, ants indeed. We're going to have some ants. All right, until tomorrow, back to you in the studio.
Southern trees bear a strain.
Anyway, there we go. There's a big thanks to Ingrid this morning there for a little story about her gardening, which is all rather nice and interesting. Time on the Breakfast Show, if you are keeping an eye on the time. We are 24 minutes, that's after the hour of 8 o'clock. We're going to take one more piece of music, and then we're going to be back with our guest in this segment of the program. And there we go. Chris the Berg and Sailing Away. Time on the Breakfast Show, if you are keeping an eye on the time, we're just a few seconds away from 29 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock as we make our way right through the morning. It's time to introduce my guest in this segment of the programme. We've got Nicole with us, Nicole Rubatino, General Coordinator of Territorio Café.
Yes, hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
How are you?
I'm very good. First thing, Nicole, what are you drinking over there?
Right now I'm drinking H2O.
H2O.
Because the first thing you should do in the morning is drink water.
Well, what's coffee made of?
Well, depending on the ratio of the...
Anyway, love to have you with Territorio Café. What exactly is that?
Well, we decided to make an event where consumers and people that are coffee enthusiasts and coffee lovers mm-hmm. would get to meet the people that actually works in the industry. Usually mm-hmm. the coffee events that happen in Panama are kind of like within the industry. It's mm-hmm. just for mm-hmm. either producers or roasters or baristas, but the consumer is not usually involved. And we try to cut that breach between the producer and the consumer by doing this event in a really fun way.
That's a good idea, because so there's a lot of, I mean, we've had, you know, baristas come in here and they make their coffee. And I think for a lot of, I guess, including me, novices, we sort of scratch our heads when we hear about sort of like geisha coffee being sold for, you know, X
$10,000 the kilogram this year.
How much?
$10,000 the kilogram of geisha.
How much is that a cup?
I mean, I think it's like $500 a cup. I don't know.
But you see, the thing is, we listen to, oh yes, and it has, you can taste the oak trees.
Oh,
you
the
can
jasmine.
Taste, you can taste it. The last thing they ever, well, they don't even mention coffee.
Uh-huh, I know. That's a great thing. But, like, that's what we want to do with this event. It's like, how can you learn directly from them what they are trying to show you with their product, right? Mm, with all right. the care mm-hmm. that they do. Mm-hmm. And also, we went to Chiriquí to promote the whole, when we started the whole tour, mm-hmm. the press tour mm-hmm. and everything about it. And the first thing that even the producer said is, like, this is the kind of event that I needed because all the information from my farm, from the work that I do, mm-hmm. I cannot show it to you just in a coffee bag. There's a lot going on.
Absolutely.
So this is the moment that I want to explain my farm to other people that are interested.
It's great because they can explain to us why you pay all this money for
exactly.
something that doesn't taste like coffee.
Geisha, I know. Geisha is kind of hard to understand sometimes, at least at the beginning. But then when you start getting into the world of coffee and then you start learning that it's
like wine, isn't it?
Exactly.
It's like
that, and that's
it's
the
like
goal. It's to bring the coffee industry to the level of the wine industry, and that's what we want to do.
But for everyday coffee folks, you mm-hmm. know, I mean, we wouldn't go into the coffee shop and say, "Oh, give me a latte geisha,"
uh-huh.
because firstly we'd need a mortgage, and.
But it's true. Well, at least not in Panama, in other countries, but not here.
Yeah. But no, I mean, but it is, I mean, you know, joking apart, it is something we should be very, very proud of.
And that's the idea, yeah, with the event.
Because I remember as, you know, over in London, the old days when I saw, you know, looked at Blue Mountain, Jamaican Blue Mountain. That was the coffee everybody talked about.
Yeah.
Of course, now it's Panama.
Exactly. And like the Best of Panama, the auction and the Specialty Coffee Association of Panama, they have been working very hard for the last, I think, 20 years or mm-hmm. something to bring mm-hmm. Panama's geisha to that level. Mm-hmm. And that's what happened. We broke the record this year with the Carmen State geisha with $10,000 per kilogram.
Right.
So that's, but the interesting thing is that farm is good. That producer, they're going to be in the event. We're going to have a producer's village.
Yeah.
And in that producer's village, we're going to have 10 of the best coffee farms that we have in Panama. 9 of them are Arabica, which mm-hmm. is what we usually mm-hmm. drink. Mm-hmm. And there's going to be one that it's a specialty Robusta, which is a stronger kind of coffee, mm-hmm. let's say. And they're all going to be there. Carmen Estate, the one that broke the record, they're going to be there. Given some coffee for tasting and selling some of their coffee. So you can learn from them, and they're great. They're a great group of people.
Let's have fun. I go along there and go and get a cup of cases. Is it milk and sugar?
Oh, that's the thing. I don't think we have sugar.
What?
There's going to be one. I think there's going to be one producer that is going to have sugar and milk. But I do not guarantee that in the other ones there will be some.
Yeah, Yasmin, Yasmin, who's our friend that, probably for the mic. Who, who's our friend we used to come in and used to do the coffee with us here?
Manuel.
Manuel.
Mm-hmm.
That's another from Manuel.
There's another Manuel. Manuel.
Uh-huh, that's yeah. another one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, what is his last name? Do you know him?
From Nicole? Where?
His place is called Paddle.
Ah, Manuel Barzallo.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
he used to come in. It was like a chemistry lesson when he made a cup of coffee, wasn't it? Mm-hmm.
That is true.
Yeah. You know, is it? Yeah. But, I haven't had him for a while, have we?
Yes.
There's chemistry and physics and biology and everything mm-hmm. in coffee. That's very interesting and fun yes. for all the geeks.
Mm-hmm. everything except coffee.
Except coffee.
But we're having a little bit of a laugh about it. But of course, it is. But it's a connoisseur thing, isn't it? It's
can
like,
become that.
It's you know, as I said earlier on, you know, it's getting like wines and whatever. But at the end of the day, isn't it? It's all down to taste.
Yes.
You know,
and that's also one thing that we want to show with the event is how coffee can taste so different. There's so many, like this huge range of flavors that mm-hmm. you can find mm-hmm. in coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way to do it is not by going to the supermarket and buying a coffee bag, is by actually meeting the people that are doing this. Also, we're going to have an espresso and filter bar. So there's going to be like 8 coffee shops with their baristas making coffee there. So you can taste
lot of coffee. What is the difference uh-huh. between like the coffee we're drinking here? And we always actually found that this machine is quite good. It's, you know, one of the ordinary type of machines, but uh-huh. it makes good coffee.
Uh-huh.
And it's just Duran Duran's uh-huh. normal coffee. So what is the difference between that and this sort of...
And specialty coffee.
Exactly.
Okay, so the most important thing about specialty coffee is traceability. Is the fact that you can know where that coffee comes from which specific part... from which specific part in the country, from which area in that producer's
mm-hmm,
farm,
mm-hmm.
what they did, and also the way that is collected. It's mm-hmm. like all the people that work in the farm, you have to go and find the coffee cherry that is in the perfect spot
mm-hmm.
of like sweetness that the producer wants. So they are going to collect one by one, and then they're going to come back next week, and they're going to see if the green ones turn into yellow and then into red. So it's a work that takes months and months. And the care that they do for specialty coffee.
Sure.
In other terms, it's any specialty coffee is anything that is graded above 85 points.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the other qualification that you give it. But it's more about traceability, that you can know where it comes from, what they did to it, and who's behind it.
We're seeing quite an important change in our climate conditions here. This going to affect the growth?
Yes,
there?
It is affecting already.
Yeah, already.
For the last few years. And that's why even the government, they are trying to invest more in Robusta, which
mm-hmm.
is a coffee that can grow in lower parts.
Mm-hmm.
So you can grow Robusta like between 500 and 900 meters above sea level, and Arabica has to grow above 1,000 or 1,200.
Really? Mm-hmm.
So they're investing more in Robusta because it's, again, more robust against
mm-hmm.
pests
mm-hmm.
And climate changes. And that's what they want to do with the smaller coffee producers.
So I used to have some land up in Chiriguri Arriba, above Peno Nome.
Uh-huh.
And there were a couple of coffee farms up there. One of them belonged to, I think, an American guy had a farm up there.
We're going to have like 3 or 4 producers of Robusta.
But that's a different type of coffee,
exactly.
isn't it, that you'd get there, yeah.
However, it's mixed. Like, that's the thing with the commercials coffees that you're going to buy at the supermarket. Those are mixed. So you can have different varieties of coffee. It could either be also Robusta
mm-hmm.
mixed with the other one. So you can either make it a stronger taste or lower the price.
Do they have the same kind of climate? I thought they were that bit lower than...
No, when it's lower, it's going to have less shade. It's not
mm-hmm.
going to be so
mm-hmm.
protected like the
mm-hmm.
other ones, yeah.
So
the sweetness is not going to develop as much
mm-hmm.
as it's going to happen in specialty coffee. That's why it's going to be way more bitter.
Okay. Now, I like the way we've got workshops. And let's just tell everybody about the events is going to be on the 8th of October.
Okay. So not only you're going to have the expo or the area where the event is happening, you're going to do the you're going to meet the producers, the coffee shops and baristas. We're going to have also a little mercadito, a little market with people that work not necessarily related to coffee items, but anything at all, actually, cakes or stuff. And we're also going to have workshops and some presentations. For example, the challenge is to open a coffee shop in Panama. We're going to have four of the owners of the best coffee shops in Panama talking about that, the role of women in the industry. We're going to have people coming from Costa Rica to give some workshops about AeroPress and the cupping or qualifications for coffee. And we're also going to have cuppings. And the cuppings, you're going to taste coffee not only from Panama, but we're also going to have Costa Rican coffee and Ecuadorian coffee. So it has become a little bit more international than we intended.
I like your first one. How to read a bag of coffee as an expert.
That's me. That's going to be my workshop.
Sounds like my mother would have done one, because my mother was, you know, God bless her when she was with us. She used to go into the supermarket and she would read the label on every tin of Campbell's chicken soup. Even though it was the same thing, she would still read
it. Just to make sure.
She would have been an expert. She could have probably taught you. We're going to have a break for a piece of music. We'll be right back with Nicole. Not with that piece of music. We've already done that. We're going to have a coffee piece of music. So hold on.
The wall, and it's in the
a great track off of the album Baker on a Beach of Gold, and that is Mike and the Mechanics, Another Cup of Coffee. Baker on a Beach of Gold. You need gold to buy some of this coffee.
I wonder how much it costs in those countries that bought it. Because that's
but Japan. Geisha. Japan bought a lot.
Japan, yeah. New Zealand, Australia. So I think they can cost up to $150 per cup.
For a cup?
Uh-huh.
Do you get to keep the cup afterwards?
Probably. Yeah, it has your name under it.
I mean, it's all very interesting. But why? I mean, it's a silly question because, you know, why do people, you know, produce wine that is, you know, it is, that's why it's called a specialty coffee.
Yeah. And in the auction, how much you are willing to pay for it.
Sure.
So it starts, I think it's a 500 base.
Mm-hmm.
And they just keep pushing and pushing because it was only like 25 kilograms available. So the less amount of coffee that is available, the expensive, you know, the more expensive it's going to get.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
that's why they, like, they're going to pay all that money just for that because
incredible,
there's no
really,
more of it.
Mm-hmm. Ah, I see. Good marketing.
That is true.
So I was just sort of reading here. World AeroPress Championships. What's AeroPress?
Okay, so, well, we didn't bring one, but the AeroPress is another brewing method.
Mm.
And it's super simple. It's made of a very strong plastic, and it's super easy to clean, and you can have your cup of coffee in less than 2 minutes. So it was invented in the U.S. in 2004, 2005. So it looks like, how would you say that? Like a injection kind of thing. So it's more about the air pressure pushing the air and the water through the coffee grinds.
Uh-huh.
And then just getting the coffee and extracting the coffee into the cup.
So basically, it's like one of those things you would use to take the cork out of a bottle. You put the pressure in and the cork comes out.
Kind of. We should have brought one. I think we forgot one. We didn't have the AeroPress, right? No, I think we didn't. And, like, you just have to push it with the
air. Oh, I see. You press it.
Exactly.
I think I saw something like that. Okay. Well, isn't it like the, what they call them, the glass things with the thing you push
it's in? Kind of like a French press.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of like a French press, but there's going to be way more resistance
mm-hmm.
between the air and the coffee, and then the coffee comes out.
Yeah, because the other
underneath.
One, really, what you're doing is you're just pushing the grinds to the
and
to
then
the,
just
to
serving
the
it.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. But yeah. In this case, it's coming from underneath.
Okay.
And that method was invented in 2004, 2005.
Mm-hmm.
And in 2008, they started, like, making recipes with it, and they're like, oh, wait, we can make, like a competition,
mm-hmm.
and that's when the World AeroPress Championship started. So it's been going on for 15 years, and this is the first year that Panama is going to send a representative from our country with some geisha coffee.
Oh, and really? Okay.
Yeah. And
so that's not sacrilege AeroPressing it?
No.
Because I thought everyone has to go in here, and it's like chemistry, and you've got a bowl here, and you've got a drip.
No. It's tastes wonderful. And, like, all the coffee that we're going to have in the national competition, mm-hmm. it's going to be geisha,
mm-hmm.
From two coffee producers, from Mi Finquita, from Ratibor and Tessie Hartman,
mm-hmm.
and from Abu Coffee. And those geishas are the ones that the competitors already have them. We have 44 competitors, and they're been testing the recipes for the national championship. And the person that wins there, it's going to Australia, to Melbourne, Australia, from December 1st and December 3rd. Uh-huh, exactly.
That's cool. Going to Australia between December the
first, the World Championship starts.
Have you taken sort of jet lag into?
Yes, we are sending the person on the 27th.
Because bad enough just going to here to the States, you know.
We took that into account, but luckily we have some sponsors that are helping us, and mm-hmm. the event is mostly to collect money. Mm-hmm. To pay for the trip, for the food and transportation mm-hmm. and everything mm-hmm. for that person.
What is the coffee industry's attitude towards these Nescafe, Dolce Gusto?
Well, we understand that there are a wide variety of tastes. So, no, it's fine. Like, as long as that people, what are doing now is that they're using specialty coffee in coffee pots.
Yes, I've noticed that more of these are coming available now.
Exactly.
I can't remember when I was at Reba Smith, I think, last week, and there's another make, I think Mac, it begins with an M with a red label. But they're making now their espressos in these capsules.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
But the bigger ones, because you can get the ones that just deal with the little, but the other ones, the bigger ones. But, I mean, I use those quite a lot.
Yeah, like what people are doing now, for example, Cafe Unido and some of the coffee shops, mm-hmm. they are getting into that market now. Mm-hmm. So they're bringing their specialty coffee to the capsules,
They're
just selling the box of capsules. Mm-hmm. So you can have one of the blends, for example, of Cafe Unido and have it at home with an espresso machine.
Yeah.
So it's much easier. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that way it makes you taste more things. And that's what we want to do is taste. Keep tasting as much coffee as you can, because it's just going to blow your mind, because coffee can taste all the way from just the regular bitter dark coffee that you can sometimes taste at home, and can taste like Welch.
Or jasmine.
Or jasmine.
Oh, no, I mean, I'm looking at the tastings. Experimental Sensory by Panama Coffee Club, cup of excellence, winning cafes from Costa Rica, Ecuador, diversity of flavors in each cup, the experienced coffee maker trip through the Chiriquian highlands or the lands. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I love what you're doing, because, I love my coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I enjoy my coffee, so I think it's... I think it's great. And if people want to join in, they want to come along to this. I say it's on October the 8th, 10 a.m. It starts at the Holiday in Panama. And what if they want to get involved in workshops and things like that?
So in the website, either our website, territoriocafepa.com, or in Boletos para Mí, which is the website where you can get the tickets, you're going to find that there are three tickets, general entry, and then there's a mixed entry, and then there's a full pass. In the full pass, you get to go do all the workshops and all the copies.
Okay, excellent.
And in the mix, you can choose from two workshops from there. Mm-hmm. And you decide which ones you want to go.
And so this starts at 10 a.m. It goes through till when?
Until 6 p.m.
Okay.
Yeah, because, for example, the championship, it's going to be, I don't know, there's going to be like 20 rounds or something.
Mm-hmm.
For everyone to go through until the final, and we want to match the final of the competition with the end of the event, because that's our cherry in the pie, really.
Absolutely. And is this the first one?
Well, this is actually our second version. The first version was much smaller. It was just, I have a podcast called Más que una taza, More Than a Cup, where we talk about specialty coffee, and we wanted to, end the first season having, this getting together and hanging out with some people. We had a coffee producer, we have tasting, we have arte latte and stuff, and we thought 30 people were gonna come, and there was a moment that we had 100 people in that space, and it's okay, I think we need something like this in Panama. So what we did was that we joined forces with Manuel this year. He's my specialty coffee trainer, basically. And I've been doing events for quite some time, so we just matched those things together.
Cool.
And he brought the idea of the championship, and we started, and here we are.
No, that's it. Excellent. I hope this is going to go on and on and on.
That's the idea, to keep this an annual event. And we have a lot of people already interested in thinking about the future, to make it once a year. And we want to make, smaller events and competitions through the year with the baristas and people that just want to go in there and get involved in the industry. And this is mostly to communicate all the work that the coffee producers are doing, because they don't have the chance to communicate it sometimes. So we're trying to be the voice of them.
No, I think it's a great idea, because it's one of these things, that we all drink coffee. But when you're getting into, specialty coffees and, you don't see many bags of coffee for $10,000 in time. If there's tastings, I mean, it's a good opportunity for people to actually experience.
Exactly.
What does the specialty coffee taste like?
Exactly. Yeah. And they will explain. Panama Coffee Club, they're supporting us with all the organization in that part. And they're going to explain you how a cupping works, what you're going to find, what you're looking for, and how to do it properly. And to help you through the whole process, so you can actually come out of there understanding a way more better how to taste coffee And then probably what is going to happen is that if you go back to your regular cup of coffee, you're not going to want it back. You're just going to get into the specialty coffee.
Does it keep you awake?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, that's the important thing.
Yeah, caffeine is there. Don't worry.
Okay, so this is going to be on Sunday.
Yes, October 8th.
Okay, 10 a.m., holiday in Panama. And they got the AeroPress competition with the Territorio Cafe. And anything else we need to mention?
We're going to have a tattoo artist. Mm-hmm. So anyone who wants to get a tattoo of a coffee bean, you can get it there.
Okay.
Just saying.
And it depends on what bean you want, because if you want a geisha coffee bean tattooed, that's going to be about $1,200.
It's a little bit more expensive because it's a bigger bean.
Anyway, let me just look at some of the workshops here. Conversation. We mentioned how to read a bag of coffee as an expert. That's a good thing. What do you have to look for in a bag of coffee?
Well, for example, it depends. One's in the taste, in the things that you like. Mm-hmm. If you like your coffee to be more acidic, more fruity, more bitter, so that's what you're gonna look for in a bag. Like the process that has been made into that mm-hmm. coffee, the variety. The notes, there's are the scriptures in the back, and you can say, like, okay, if there says, I don't know, blueberry, it's going to have a little bit of acidity and it's going to be fruity. Mm-hmm. I don't like that. I like chocolate or dark chocolate. Then that's how I want to teach you how to read those bags and what does that mean.
Do you know how I make my coffee first thing when I come in here?
No. Mm-hmm.
Half a sachet of hot chocolate and coffee.
And then there's chocolate notes.
And then, yeah, so that's it, you know.
That's a mochaccino.
And then, yeah, exactly. It's brilliant, yeah. And it's cheap. So how to read a bag of coffee as an expert, that's Nicole. Mm-hmm. And then a workshop, AeroPress, by Carlos Alvarado.
Yes.
Coffee and Health, What You Should Know, by Wagner Ramirez. And then we've got panel challenges to open a coffee shop in Panama. What are the challenges?
Well, there are a lot.
I mean, apart from an extremely expensive machine.
Exactly. But also how to explain, like, those coffee shops, they cannot survive just on coffee. They based on food and the menu items that they do. But also, as a specialty coffee shop, you want to teach your consumer about what you're doing mm-hmm. and why you're mm-hmm. doing it. Mm-hmm. And sometimes people don't want to, they don't go there to learn anything. So
they go to Starbucks.
Exactly. So how can you go through the what people are expecting mm-hmm. and to manage through that and survive, right?
Mm-hmm. So there's plenty to do.
Yeah, that's the idea. So you can have, like, fun and go everywhere, mm-hmm. stay there for a very long time with us, drink as much coffee as you can, because that's what is going
to
happen.
And by the way, when it closes at 6, you probably want to go off to a disco or something.
Yeah, to run to 4 in the whole City of Knowledge campus.
Hey, Nicole, look, thanks very much.
Thank you guys for
this. And congratulations. I think it's a great idea. I mean,
thank you.
We have a little bit of a joke about it, but it's a very serious thing, really, because we're one of the world's best, if not the best right now, aren't we?
Exactly. Yeah? That is true.
The Jamaicans must be upset.
They are. Let me tell you that. They are.
Well, thanks very much for being with us. And, do come back again. Get you to come in and tell us a little bit about some of the coffees.
And we're going to bring you some coffee. That's what we should do the next time. Yeah.
Yes, Jasmine.
With Jasmine notes.
Did you know, yes, you were famous when it came to coffee?
Would you? Yeah, every time you say your name in the coffee industry, that is going to happen. Like, oh, like Geisha. That's what is going to happen.
Yeah, I must admit, we did have a chuckle because when we had the last selling, uh-huh. all those, and it goes through with all the different tones and notes of this. Uh-huh. And I said at the end of it, not one person has mentioned coffee once.
Where is the coffee note in this thing?
Anyway, wonderful. So go along. Learn a lot about coffee. I mean, it really is a fascinating topic. And it's like I said, it's become like tequilas and wines mm-hmm. and whiskies or whatever. When you get into the tastes and all the different bits and pieces that make it what it is, and make it the most expensive coffee in the world here in Panama.
Mm-hmm.
See, we've got a lot to be proud of. Nicole, thanks a lot. Thanks
Thank
a
you
million.
So much.
And no doubt speak to you again in the future. And that's it. That has brought us to the top of the hour. Don't forget, as we say, if you missed the news at 8, well, we've got it for you in just a couple of seconds.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
There we go, and Spandau Ballet is called Coffee Club. A big thanks once again to Nicole for being with us this morning. Territorio Cafe this coming Sunday. It's going to be quite a nice event. Great event. Chance to learn a bit more about coffee. I mean, we grow the best in the world. We should learn more about it. So there we go, and let me see. Oh, Eurythmics. This is Eurythmics, and you placed a chill. Where? In my heart. There we go, that's it, Eurythmics. You placed a chill in my heart. Now, how about this one? This comes from Sia. It's a nice version, and a little bit different, obviously, of California Dreaming. There we go, yes. Oh, I quite like that. California Dream by Sia. I'll tell you what we're going to do. Take one more piece of music. And then we're going to check in with Yasmin. And see what's happening in the world of Yas. See if we do have a couple of people born on this day in the world of music.
Got back from the border, and what I saw made me know for sure we're out of order. I had a dream about New Orleans, Jackson Square. I heard a prayer down in New Orleans. On the run, there's a life for living, but the people there, they just don't care. Living their life like a millionaire down on the border. You never see me in old Iran. The women there don't know who I am in old Iran. And I never will go to Singapore. The people there will cut your hair in Singapore. On the streets there's a life of plenty, but they'll never know about the freedom show. They're living in darkness years ago down on the border.
There we go, the Little River Band and Down on the Border. Time to say another good morning to Yasmin.
Hello, good morning again.
Good morning again. Yes, by the way, that song, if you're listening to the words of that song,
mm-hmm.
and been saying that if you go to Singapore, they'll cut your hair.
Oh, yeah?
It's true. I mean, although that was released, that was the Little River Band called Down on the Border, released back in 1982. But of course, I was there from... end of 1969 through to what, 1971, 2.5 years.
Mm.
And they would. Now you can imagine that, because this was sort of, you know, the end of the 60s and the early 70s, and everybody used to have long hair.
Uh-huh.
But Mr. Lee Kuan Yew, who was the Prime Minister then, for many, 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 many years, they had pictures in, like, cinemas and post offices and, you know, public places, whatever, of a haircut.
Mm-hmm.
If your hair did not comply to that,
mm-hmm.
you would not get in.
Mm, okay.
You wouldn't get into wherever it was. And also, if you arrived at the airport
mm-hmm.
and you had long hair, mm-hmm. like a lot of people did at that time,
mm-hmm.
you either had to have it cut or get out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah?
Mm, interesting.
Yes. It was a dictator. Well, it still is a dictatorship, but... what I call beneficial dictatorship. It's been going on for years and years and years. And they have a good quality of life over there as well.
Exactly, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
So, yeah. But Lee Kuan Yew, he was the man then. Because I was there when the British... It's a little bit like the story here in Panama mm-hmm. in 2000 when the Americans left.
Mm-hmm.
And it was when I was there, 69, 71, that was the period when the Brits left.
Yeah.
Because we had Air Force bases and naval bases in Singapore
mm-hmm.
and I stayed on just after they left. So I was there for a little bit afterwards, doing sort of like looking after the airplanes coming across from the Indian Ocean. But no, it was a very interesting. I mean, the thing is, then when I was there, Singapore was still wild.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like a theme park. And in actual fact, the airport in Singapore,
mm-hmm.
The international airport, is where I was actually stationed. That used to be the Air Force base, RAF Changi.
Mm.
It's now Changi Airport, which is... This is all very interesting, really, isn't it? Do you think our listeners have gone to sleep yet?
No, I don't think so.
But, yeah, interesting. But yes, they did. They used to cut your hair.
Wow.
Or you didn't get served.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I was all right. I was in the Air Force. I had short hair anyway.
Exactly, yeah.
No.
But you wanted longer or it was okay?
No. I mean, I didn't know any different. I mean, mm-hmm. That was 1974, that picture up there, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I grew my hair.
Yeah. But it's not that long.
No, it wasn't that long. Right. I've never had sort of long hair.
Mm-hmm.
No, but... No, because, you know, I went to boarding school from the age of 9.
Mm-hmm.
Then I joined the Air Force from boarding school at the age of 16.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd never been sort of, I'd never been on my own till about 1973.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'd always been in a sort of like an institution thing.
So somebody always control your hair.
Somebody always controlled me, let alone my hair, you know. So, whoa, I'm free.
Exactly.
Oh, grow my hair, smoke weed. there's the 1960s, 70s.
Wow.
Oh, well. Anyway, how have you been? What was your day like yesterday?
Yesterday...
Just working?
Yeah, because Ian went to a trip in Capira with the school.
Yeah. Was this for the music?
No. It's
volleyball?
How do you say? It's retirement?
Retreat.
Retreat, mm-hmm. Because they do that every year. This is for, because it's a Catholic school.
Oh, yeah, we used to do that when I used to retreat.
Mm-hmm.
Never did that in the Air Force. We never retreated. We always advanced.
Yeah, so he was there. I didn't know at what time he was supposed to arrive. So I was just waiting for that to pick him up at the school. So that's all. I was just working,
mm-hmm.
did some exercise, and that's all.
Was it just sort of during the day retreat type thing? Or because we used to do like weekend retreats.
Uh-huh.
So you went away somewhere horrible.
Well, he said it was a very nice place, and it also has the rooms. It was very nice, he said, for everybody to stay. And he was asking why we cannot stay. And they were like, no, it's just for one day.
So they do obviously do retreats when people can stay.
Exactly.
Okay, okay, so he went on the cheap one.
I guess so. Yeah.
So, good.
Mm-hmm. It was fun, yeah.
And what do you got today? Anything special or just working again?
Today is the press conference at the Biomuseo.
Oh, that's right. Yes, you mentioned it yesterday. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's about birds.
Uh-huh.
Thanks to Audubon.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess Ford is also sponsoring. So I'll tell you more tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But today...
When? Because a lot of these events you go to are by Ford, aren't they? Sponsored by Ford.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
When are they going to sponsor a car? You know, we don't mind having a car with the breakfast show on the side, do we? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we could do that. Yeah, cool. The breakfast show.
Mm-hmm.
By Ford.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
See?
Sounds nice.
Have a word with them, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, we can always try, can't we?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's it. So, that's it. Yeah, what time's that event for you?
At 11.
Oh, 11, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So, let me see. What else have I got to talk about? Oh, let me see. What did I do yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. I just got angry.
Why?
Never mind.
Or you forgot.
No, I didn't forget. Trust me.
Okay.
But, have got anybody born on this day in music?
Oh, yes, of course.
Oh, you have? Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, you have been working.
Yes, we have two. Let me tell you, one of them is Eddie
Cochran.
Cochran.
Mm-hmm. C-H is spelled like a K. Cochrane.
Cochrane.
Don't
okay.
ask why, because it doesn't make any sense. It should be a ch. It could be Cochrane, but
exactly.
it's not.
Like a cockroach. Okay. He was born in 1938, American rock and roll musician, mm-hmm. Eddie Cochran, who had the 1958 U.S. number 8 single, Summertime Blues, and the 1960 U.K. number 1 single, Three Steps to Heaven.
No, we're not going to do the heaven one.
Okay.
I never get there. We're going to do Summertime Blues.
Oh, well, my mom and papa told me, son, you gotta make some money. Now, if you wanna use a car to go a ride next Sunday. Oh, well, I didn't go to work, told the boss I was sick.
Now, you can't use a car because you didn't work or live.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime. I'm gonna take 2 weeks, gonna have a fine vacation. I'm gonna take my problem to the United Nations. Well, I called my congressman and he said, whoa.
To help you, son, but you're too young to vote.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
There we go, Summertime Blues, Eddie Cochran. Mm-hmm. How about that then? It's a good one. It's a good oldie.
I remember that song.
You do remember mm-hmm. it? Hey, see, you're older than you thought.
Yes. Yes.
And mm-hmm. Who else have we got?
Uh-huh, the next one is one of my mom's favorite.
Oh, really?
Shuri Checker, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. So I guess the Eddie Cochran is almost the same, right? Almost kind of the same music.
No, because maybe. Chubby Checker's twist music.
Mm-hmm. But sounds like a little bit, I don't know.
Yeah, well, they're lively pieces of music.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, so Shuri Checker was born in 1941, U.S. singer. Mm-hmm. His real name was Ernest Evans. 1960, U.S. number 1 and U.K. number 14 single, The Twist. 1962, U.K. number 2 single, Let's Twist Again. A lot of twists.
Well, there is, he's not silly, is he? Hey. I had a hit with that one. Let's twist. Let's do it again, boys. Let's twist again, shall we?
Yes.
We'll see how we get on with that one. Yes.
And then twist.
And then if you're Irish, go, let's twist again, uh-huh. again.
Exactly. The Twist is the only song to go to number one in the U.S. singles chart twice, of course. Once in 1960 and again in 1962.
62. Come on, everybody.
Come on, everybody.
Clap your hands.
Oh,
oh, you're looking good. I don't remember this
I'm
one.
I'm going to sing my song. It won't take long. We're going to do the twist, and it goes like this. Come on, let's twist again. Like we did last summer. Yeah, let's twist again. Like we did last year. Do you remember when we really humming? Yeah, let's twist again. Mr. Time is here. We are
we go. Yes, Chubby Checker, and Let's Twist Again, following on from The Twist.
Mm-hmm.
You know the good thing about these sort of like these type of chairs?
Mm-hmm.
You can twist without getting up.
Mm-hmm.
See, like, see, get exercise like that.
Exactly. But now I want to know, what is the difference between the twist and the Let's Twist Again?
What's the difference between the twist and it? Well, let's have a quick listen. Let me get it. Let me see. Twist. Okay. The twist.
Mm-hmm.
No difference.
It's a little bit slow, I guess.
Come on, baby. Mm-hmm. Let's do the twist. Now you know the difference.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Started off slow and he said, let's do a faster one.
Yes.
Let's twist again. And Rosa drops the line and says, I met Chubby Checker summer of 2002.
Wow.
He was still alive in 2002. This was in St. Paul, Minnesota at a concert. He sang with Blondie.
Wow.
What did he sing with Blondie?
Uh-huh. Good question.
Yeah. Anyway, great to hear from you, Rose. Thank you very much for that. And, you know, if you wanted to, yes, you could always twist and shout.
Oh, yes.
We could, yes. You could in those days.
Mm-hmm.
I got twist and shout somewhere. Oh, here we go. If this is one of those horrible stereo ones, I'm going to stop it because I don't like them. Well, shake it up, baby.
Baby!
there we go. Yes, indeedy. The Beatles and Twist and Shout.
That was cool.
They didn't make that originally, though. Twist and Shout, it was originally back in 1961. It was written by Phil Medley and Burt Burns and originally recorded by the Top Notes. But didn't become a hit in the record charts until it was reworked initially, believe it or not, the Isley Brothers in 1962. A song covered, of course, by several artists, including the Beatles. Salt and Pepper have done it as well. Mm-hmm. And Chuckademus and Pliers.
Mm-hmm.
Chuckademus and Pliers sounds like they're going to go and do some work around the house, doesn't it? So they all experienced a success. So there we go.
Oh, wow.
And that's it then.
Mm-hmm.
Nearly time for a lie down.
Oh, yes.
I got a request, though.
Oh, yes?
Yeah, I got a request. It comes from Cedric.
Oh, okay.
He gave me an option of two. I only had one of the two.
Oh.
So, good morning, Cedric. Always nice to hear from you. He asked if we could play Frank Sinatra's New York, New York.
Oh, nice.
Ready to get the old legs moving?
Mm-hmm.
Ready?
Yes.
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Okay, that's all right then.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray right through the very heart of it. New York, New York. I want to wake up in a city that doesn't sleep and find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. These little town blues are melting away. I'll make a brand new start of it in old New York. If I can make it there, I'll make it anywhere. It's up to you, New York, New
worn out after that one. Well, we're twisting and shouting in New York, New York.
Uh-huh.
Time for lie down, yes.
Oh, yes.
We'll be back tomorrow, won't we?
Oh, yes.
We're coming back tomorrow, aren't
we? Yes, we will.
Oh, it's Wednesday tomorrow already.
Yes.
That's quick, isn't it? That
crazy.
Means today must be Tuesday. Oh, okay. See you tomorrow. Yes.
See you tomorrow.
deep into the April face. A change has clearly taken place. Looking for the summer. The eyes take on a certain gaze and leave behind the springtime days. Go looking for the summer. This ain't no game of kiss and tell. The implications how you knew so well. Go looking for the somehow.
So gentle end to this morning's breakfast show. Chris Rea there, and looking for the summer. We're looking for the rain. It's another lovely morning this morning. We definitely need rain. Never thought I'd ever hear myself saying that. Anyway, that's it. That's brought us to the end of this morning's program. Been great to be with you this morning. Let's say a big thank you to our guest in the 8 o'clock hour this morning, Nicole Rabatino, general coordinator of the Territorio Cafe, which is coming up this weekend on Sunday, the 8th of October, the Holiday Inn. So go along. It's going to be very educational, because, I mean, we're so used to drinking our coffee, aren't we? But when you see these speciality coffees that are coming up with so much money, you can be able to find out, learn more about that, and even have a little taste if you can. Thanks again to Nicole. Big thanks, of course, to our intrepid outdoor reporter, Ingrid, for her check-in today, our everyday story of country folk, to Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio, doing all our social media and everything else in the background, and bookings, etc., keeping me awake. And also our co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in Windsor in the United Kingdom. Big thanks to him for our background information, some of the info we use in the program. The boys and girls at Group of Grada keep us up and running in the mornings. And as always, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show. Back with you at same time tomorrow. Tomorrow is WTW. It's going to be Wednesday tomorrow. So I'll see you tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock, as usual. Whatever it is you're doing between now and then, please do it carefully, because I want to be talking to you, of course, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-ta! You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D. Produced by Yasmin Karas. Co-producer, Neil Danby.